97.5, The Fanatic.
Nothing, and I mean nothing, says baseball like Springsteen and Glory Days. Welcome, everybody. It is Wednesday night. It is 6 o'clock. That means it is Beers with Bob. I'm Bob Cooney, along with Andrew Salchunas. But Matt Marlowe behind the glass producing tonight. Andrew, how are we?
I'm great, but what about center field, John Fogerty?
John Fogerty's another one, another good baseball song. Don't ask me to go down the list of baseball songs because those are the only two that really come to mind right now, because I don't think you're much of a music guy. You're kind of with me, or are you a bigger music guy?
I'm like a probably a Fugazi big music guy.
Yeah.
Like I have the records, like a bunch of different artists.
He's got the vinyls now. Yeah. That's right. Nothing wrong with that.
I was rocking a bunch over the Masters the other day.
As well you should have been.
Wasn't really listening to Jim Nance all that much.
No, I don't listen. We were having this discussion on the morning show the other day. I don't hear announcers. If they say something that perks my ears, then I'll listen. But I do not. It grates on John Kincaid listening to announcers, and he can verbatim the next day say what bothered him. But I don't. I just kind of tune them out and watch the game.
Bothers me.
Yeah,
I'll be honest, Bob. There's a lot of things that are said during broadcasts where I get bothered.
Well, I got bothered the other night on a national broadcast. Yeah, but
no one likes us. We don't care. You know, that's the biggest crock.
Yeah, so
let's be honest.
There's all that stuff going on, but we want to thank FanDuel Sportsbook for hosting hosting this show tonight. We are so glad to be here. We're going to talk to you a lot about different things that are going on with lines tonight. There's kind of a big game in town tonight, Andrew.
Big time.
That kind of got watered down to not a big game.
Yes.
So we were talking about it this morning, looked up the Sixers-Nets line around this time this morning, and the Sixers were six-point favorites.
Now up.
Now it's up to 9 last I saw before it came on air. The Nets, in case you haven't heard, they are going to be without pretty much everybody except for Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, Harden, Durant, Aldridge, Griffin, they're all out.
Yeah, they're all out. Dinwiddie's still out for them. They just don't have that much going on. Joe Harris is probably going to have to be a marksman for them tonight.
I'll say this, take Joe Harris is over.
Yeah, so that we're going to get into all the Sixers game, all a bunch of different things there. We'll get into some baseball, what FanDuel Sportsbook is offering up on their app. If you haven't got on there yet, it is such an easy place to go and a fun place to go. FanDuel Sportsbook app, check it out. So we have Sixers-Nets tonight. Andrew and I will be getting out of here a little bit early tonight. We're probably going to have to break at 6:45 before we go to the sweet tones of the pregame show with one Brian Seltzer.
Nicest man in the world.
Oh, he is
the
greatest.
There's nobody nicer than Brian Seltzer.
There isn't, but if there's anyone that challenges him,
it's you.
It's the person that comes on after the Sixers game.
Devon Givens.
And that is Devon Givens in the post.
You're third.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're
I would
nice
put
man.
You in there. I'd put you 2.5. You're above me. You're a better man than I. So we do thank you for joining us once again. It is Wednesday. It is our favorite day of the week now, because tonight just begins the slide down to the weekend. Thursday and Friday, we love it. But tonight, all we ask you to do, sit back wherever you are. We ask you to grab a cocktail for the next hour. Or if you're, you know, you want to grab two, grab two. Who are we to judge? Do whatever you want. But as my parents said to each other at this time every day, happy Wednesday, everybody. There it is. All right, Andrew, let's dive right on in.
Where are we diving?
How was your weekend? Now, how did you do with the Masters? Let's recap a little bit. Did you dive deeply into the Masters that you just brought up?
I did not.
All right, now, let me ask this. So I ran a Masters pool here in the office. And I asked you, and you gave it the old man, no, I'm good. I don't do pools or something.
No, it's not that.
Which is fine. No big deal. What is it then?
I don't know enough about golfing. And
that was my question.
You know, drink responsibly. I try to gamble responsibly, as we all should. So, I don't want to throw away money in my, you know, I don't want to go, oh yeah, you know, this is Dustin Johnson looking for a repeat. Let me give it to him. Right. You know, I don't know enough about golfing. My biggest thing was I never trust Jordan Spieth in the Masters. And if you could bet against Jordan Spieth, I would have done that.
Wow. See, I made two bets on the Masters this week, and I bet Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, either one to win. Didn't win me any money.
Right.
Yeah. So that didn't go well. I did have Hideki Matsuyama in the pool that we do. We have a fun pool that we do here. I actually stole it from somebody who runs a similar pool with the Sixers. But the grand winner of our Masters pool.
Who?
None other than John Kincaid.
Has he stopped talking about it yet?
Surprisingly, didn't bring it up because wow. He said to us on the air, he said to me and Jamie, well, I announced it on the air that he had won on Monday morning.
Yeah.
After I tallied everybody. And I said, John, I have an announcement to make. He had no idea what I was talking about. It was towards the end of the show, and he had this look in his face like, oh my God, what's Cooney doing here? And I said, I have to congratulate you. You have won the Masters pool. And he's like, oh, wow.
That's
and I
awesome.
Said, I have to tell you, the first word that came to mine and Jamie's mind when we heard that you were going to be the winner was insufferable. And he said, no. I don't tout my own
success.
I guess he has some limitations of that. And he has not brought it up since.
Okay.
So I brought him the money the next day. Good nice. Amount of money.
Oh,
very
yeah.
good amount of money.
How many people were in it?
He, 17.
Oh, yeah. Very good amount of money. Yeah.
$20 a pop. So mm-hmm. you can figure that out. So I left the money on his desk. I get in before him. It's on his desk early in the morning. He comes in and he sees it. He goes, oh, how much is it worth? I tell him, and he counted it.
He didn't trust you.
Made me think.
Was it all there, Bob?
It was all there.
I knew it.
And what's your
be.
Next rule of doing a pool? 10% go to the house? Maybe. Just saying.
Yeah,
you know,
I would
something
say
we
so.
Always do, but, you know.
All right, I would guess, say so. You know, hey, listen.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Being as I'm the house, no big deal.
They'll take you out to eat.
No, I'm
day.
Teasing. He, yeah, he's actually, it's cool. He used it to upgrade his wife and daughter's flights
oh,
for when they're coming in
that's
here.
Awesome.
Yeah,
well,
so,
that's awesome. Nice.
Yeah, so congratulations to John and all that. So no Masters for you this weekend. You've been heavy on baseball. I listen to you and Anthony every day.
Yep.
You guys had some play yesterday, and it's so much fun. You got to listen to the Cuz middays, Anthony Gargano, along with Andrew Salchunas. They do have a segment where they just go over. I swear it takes me back to being a little kid, where you say, like, oh, you know, well, such and such is going for the Reds tonight. He hasn't been pitching well. You and Anthony
yeah, yeah.
know every guy and every pattern that they're in.
As
so.
We say, we're losers.
Anthony well, and no, and it was funny because two NBA games that you brought up yesterday, one was Utah laying like 15
against the Thunder.
Against the Thunder, and they didn't cover. It was only 10. And then the Miami game, you guys brought it up, and I was laughing because I had said the exact same thing to my buddy on the ride home earlier.
Why was the line the way that it was?
Why was the line so low? It's screaming Miami, and then sure enough, it didn't.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's what Vegas does, and that's what FanDuel does. They make it interesting
yeah,
for
they,
you.
Yeah, they make it interesting. And the other night, and I will say this again, time and time again, and I've said it on the show before. I remember Anthony and I actually went head-to-head with one of the plays two nights ago. And it was that Jazz team that you brought up against the Washington Wizards.
Yes.
I would never bet against Bradley Beal's team. Because Bradley Beal, he could go off for 60.
And Russell Westbrook went off that
they
night,
went
right?
off that night. As much as that team stinks, as many times as that team's going to lose during the course of a season... Those big, I mean, the line was like 10 points.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, they might ultimately lose in the game, but I'm pretty sure Bradley Beal can make it a 4 or 5 point game late.
And they went in there and won.
He burnt me earlier this season. And
oh, really?
That's when I was like, never doing this again.
Yeah.
And it was one of those moments where I think it was Lakers, Wizards, and it was Lakers by 8 or something like that. And they were down 10, and Beal hit just ridiculous 3-point shot.
Yeah.
And they fouled. But it ran out of time. Like, you know, just a ridiculous shot.
Sure.
So.
And that's another great thing about getting on FanDuel Sportsbook is, say you're not, for example, you're not the biggest golf fan.
Right.
You know, but if you wanted to do something this weekend to get yourself to be a bigger fan, now you know everything about every sport there is. You don't need more on your plate. But the funny thing is, like, if you casually follow, I don't know, say if I was dating somebody or married to somebody, if you're out there who likes a certain sport that you're not sure about, you get on FanDuel and you play with it a little bit and say,
yeah.
oh, you're going to watch that
Will
game
Will
you
try fairway here
well, then,
all that
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. Or, yeah, exactly. So let me put a little money in. And when Andrew and I talk little money, we do. I mean, you had a 7-team parlay. Seven-team parlay.
Yeah.
You were 5 for 5. I screwed you. Because you asked me flat out. You said, should I cash out? And I think you were leaning towards cashing out.
Which is the beauty of FanDuel, allowing you to cash out.
Exactly. And you could have cashed out while we were sitting at Live Hotel and Casino down on Packer Avenue, which we will be back to doing this exact show at some point.
Can't wait. And I won't have plans afterwards, so I'll stick around.
Yes. But that was fine. So you didn't cash out. And the last two things you needed, I think, were a Michael Conforto hit. And you needed the same.
No. It was the Phillies win, which they ended up doing.
Right.
So 6-for-6, and then I needed the Padres to win.
Oh, I thought you had a Conforto hit in there, too.
No, I did a same game parlay that fell, I think, 2 or 3.
Oh,
short.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you got screwed by Gabe Kaplan.
Yes.
Kapler.
Yes. Kaplan.
We were talking about a Kaplan before
the
show.
It's because I was ripping him. I even said to you on the air, I was like, I've been ripping this guy.
He's going to come back
out now.
You.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
But we're getting back tonight because we have a parlay tonight.
All right, so let's get into the Sixers. Let me ask you something first before we get into some lines here and what some betting interest might be. What's your feel on the Nets coming in, what we talked about, and just not playing anybody against the Sixers? As you said, Kevin Durant is out. He played last night, played well, but Steve Nash alluded to last night after the game or yesterday afternoon after the game that he was looking not to play his guys back-to-back. James Harden is still out with the hamstring issue. They decided to keep out LaMarcus Aldridge. Blake Griffin is out. It looks like Kyrie Irving is a go, but I wouldn't be surprised if last minute scratch.
Yeah,
now they have so many guys out. I don't know protocol if they can do that.
Right.
But it looks like he and Joe Harris might be the only two guys going. Smart strategy by the Nets never to show the Sixers anything this year, or do you think something that can come back and bite them in the ass?
I look at it a few different ways. I think, yes, smart strategy in terms of tape, right? And we talk about this with football all the time. I remember doing Beers with Bob during the football season.
Yes.
There were games where I kept on saying, take the under in Eagles versus whoever. Because those teams that were running for the playoffs, pushing for the playoffs, were going to make the playoffs. They didn't want to show too much tape out there.
Sure.
So the Eagles would always keep it close. The Eagles, obviously, their offense was dreadful last year. So I kept on taking unders, and they kept on hitting last year. So I get Brooklyn and I get Steve Nash not wanting to put on tape. I also understand, Kevin Durant missed a lot of time this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to play him on a back-to-back. Now, do you go, hey, he should have played tonight and not yesterday?
Against
maybe
a really bad Minnesota team that was missing Karl Anthony Towns.
Maybe you go, all right, he shouldn't have played yesterday, he should have played today. But regardless, you're not going to play him on a back-to-back with all the injuries that he dealt with. But I know you and Tyrone were talking about this, and I agree with you. The one seed is going to be a big factor in the playoffs this year.
Yes.
And it's going to go a long way for whoever has that top seed. And a win tonight, Sixers are top seed, but they also have the tiebreaker, which is huge. And I can't help but think Sixers still better at home than on the road.
Right.
As we know, not as dreadful
as
last year.
Tied for the most away victories in the NBA
this
year.
That's good. Yeah, it's awesome. Not as dreadful as last year.
No.
But I look at it and I go, all right, I don't know what capacity will be come playoff time, but if there's a game 7, Sixers-Nets, it's got to go through Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge.
Yeah, so do I.
And that could hurt Brooklyn.
I think Brooklyn settling for this number 2 seed, as it appears to be. Sixers' schedule at the end of the year is very easy. I think they're in a stretch right now where they play 9 of the next 11 or 7 of the next 9, whatever it is, at home. But they have some tough teams. They have a Clippers. They have back-to-back with Milwaukee in Milwaukee. Those are the two away games. Sixers have a tough little, I want to say they're in the midst of a tough little 7-game stretch.
They are.
Then they end the season pretty well. Not very many horrible opponents. I wonder if the Nets saying, well, we'll take that second seed and we'll go from there. And this is what Ty and I were talking about also. That might be a mistake because you're talking about first-round series against maybe the Miami Heat. Maybe the New York Knicks. Look, you can roll your eyes at the New York Knicks.
No, they've been a professional
Tom Thibodeau is a guy that plays goon defense, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It is hard to play against. It's physically challenging. You take that on. You could beat them in 5, but you're going to feel it.
Right.
And then you're going to have a second-round matchup with Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, New York has been a professional team this year. They're above 500. They're 28-27.
Good job by Leon Rose, local guy who's going out there, president of the Knicks. Yeah.
Good for the Knicks.
Worldwide West.
You know, if it's the Hornets, who right now that's who they're matched up with, they'd be matched up with Charlotte.
Right.
And I go, I'm not concerned about Charlotte. Like, I think Brooklyn, that's a 4-game sweep
right
against the Charlotte Hornets. But
sure.
You're right. I mean, the Hornets are just a half game back of the Heat.
Look at, there's like four teams. You're looking at the standings right now. There's like four teams within, I want to say, two and a half, three.
So you got the Sixers and Nets tied to the top seed. Milwaukee's the third seed, 3.5 back of the Sixers. And then there's the Hawks, who are the four seed, who are 7.5 back of the Sixers. 8.5 back is the Celtics, so they're just a game back of Atlanta. 9 back is the Heat, so they're just a half game back of the Celtics.
Right.
Hornets, Knicks, both 9.5. They're both just half a game of behind Miami.
Right. Two games separate, what, 4 and 9?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you don't know what you're going to get
it's
there.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So I believe we talked about this on the John Kincaid show, the morning show, that number one seed is vitally important for the Philadelphia 76ers. Mm-hmm. The Nets, look, that offense scares the hell out of me. For people that say, oh, the Nets don't scare me, I hear you. They haven't played together.
Right.
But one point that I made on the show last week, James Harden is the leading assist man in the NBA. Yes. Kyrie Irving is one of the best passers in the NBA.
Yes.
Kevin Durant seamlessly went to a Golden State Warriors team with two superstars on it and seamlessly went in there and became what you thought was going to be a third scorer, but he became the first scorer and didn't disrupt a thing.
Yep.
And can pass the ball a little bit. If you look at his assist numbers, he's like a 5 assist a game night. Yep.
Which is dangerous.
So if there's any three that I look at that say, you know what, they might be able to just play together without much unity already having been formed, it would be those three guys. So your fear of Brooklyn should be there, and it shouldn't be curtailed for any reason.
Right, and I look at this Brooklyn Nets team, a team that can score 140 on a given night, right?
Sure.
Come playoff time, it's going to slow down. Come playoff time, if they're facing the Sixers, Sixers are a very good defensive team. 140 might come down to 120, but can the Sixers score 120?
Yeah, I had a coach one time that said, look, you can give up 120 points a game and everybody say your defense sucks. A Paul Westhead team was an up and down whatever back in the day. And Paul Westhead, who coached a friend of mine in college, said, yeah, we can give up 120, but if we score 121, we play better defense than them.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all the team you
but
play defense
against. Can the Sixers score 121?
No, I don't. In a playoff series, the Sixers are going to have to win games in the 110s.
Because you have Embiid hopefully giving you 30-plus. Tobias, we hope to get in the mid-20s.
Right.
Who's giving you the 20?
Yeah, you have to hope the teams are playing a defense that collapses on Ben, which leaves a wide-open Danny Green, which leaves open lanes and different moves for Seth Curry, who has impressed me with his ball handling and his little juke ability, mid-range game, along with his three-point shooting. You're going to have to get, and I haven't been dissatisfied with those guys. There have been games where they haven't scored all that much, and I'm talking about Danny Green and Seth Curry. But when they're open, they make more than miss. And
of course,
in a playoff game, if their shot total goes up from 6 to 10 mm-hmm. or whatever it is, I'm confident they're going to be okay because that means the defense is laying off for them and they'll be all right shooting there.
By the way, from Keith Pompey just now, Dwight Howard out tonight with left knee soreness. I'm sure it's...
I believe that's the first game he's missed this year.
I think you're right. I think
smart
it's just,
move.
Let's just sit him tonight. Paul Reed, go to work whenever
Be-ball
Embiid.
Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Let him get some run. I'm sure Mike Scott's going to get some run at the five at times and move on from there.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard needs it.
Yes, I don't mind him sitting at all tonight. I have been so impressed with what he's given this team this year.
Drives me crazy at times.
Absolutely, but you know what? I don't mind it. It's almost as if, to me, this is a team that having a sharp elbow guy on the floor for 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes, I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll take the stupid technicals or the stupid goaltend every once in a while, and I'm the most impatient guy in the world. I want every play to be run correctly and smartly and no stupidness on the court. I'm that guy. But I can handle it with Dwight Howard, and I've even not amazed myself. I've surprised myself.
How comfortable
I am with Dwight Howard on the floor. And when he gets a stupid goaltend or technical, I find myself saying, okay, I'll take the one rebound every 2 minutes that he gives you, and I'll live with the four fouls or the goaltends or the technicals, whatever it may be.
No more three-point shots or elbow jumpers from Dwight, though.
Once in a while, keep him happy.
Not come playoff.
He's changed me. He's changed me.
I like Dwight. I like Dwight Howard. I'm just saying there's...
I love what he gives this team. I really do.
He's not the same level of player of meaning as Jose Alvarado is for the Phillies, but Alvarado's going to drive you nuts, right?
Sure.
He's going to miss the zone a lot, but still get by with his 100-mile-per-hour fastball.
All right, so Alvarado is a guy that's going to drive me nuts in a mean way, whereas Dwight Howard is a fun nuts to me.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't have many fun nuts. You know what I mean, Andrew?
I hear you, Bob.
You get what I'm saying?
All right.
All right, we thank you for joining us. We're Beers with Bob. I promise you, as soon as we get back, we're going to talk about Sixers-Nets, what the line is there. It's an ever-growing line, and we'll look at it during the break to see where exactly it is. We'll talk about that. We'll talk some individual things. And, Andrew, let's get into the Phillies tonight, because I know there's some things with Zach Wheeler.
Parlay, man.
You got a Phillies parlay. You got some Sixers parlay. We have a lot of stuff going on here and a little time to do it. But we thank you for joining us with Beers with Bob. And I got to tell you something about FanDuel Sportsbook. I love betting on basketball because I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Andrew and I are going to get into some really fun parlays, both basketball and baseball, coming up after the break. If you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, new users get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. All you have to do is place a bet and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 inside credit if you don't win. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back inside credit each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. You heard that right, every single day. That's why I bet on FanDuel. The app is so simple to use. They have fast withdrawals, live betting, and special promotions. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try same game parlay and use promo code BEER at sign up. That's promo code BEER. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. This is Beers with Bob.
Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win.
On 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Welcome back, Beers with Bob. Bob Cooney here with Andrew Salchunas. Matt Marlowe behind the glass tonight, and let's dive into some 76ers, Andrew. But first, I got to ask you about our off-the-air conversation here.
Yes, a great off-the-air conversation.
Yeah, it was. So, you and I have become... We were talking about it. So, I'm doing a whole bunch of work with this new house that I just bought.
Yes, you're a very busy man.
Yes. No. But I go there pretty much every day and put in a few hours of stuff that we're doing and all that. And I've become a really big fan. A really big fan after I do that. So I'll get home at like 7, have some dinner, climb into a shower real quick, you know, wash off the day of the shower beer.
The shower beer is elite.
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 Okay.
They're like beers at a bar is great and all. But
sure.
The shower beer, because you're not, now you're doing it, what, every day? After a hard day's work?
Not every day, but like some days I'll, before I go, some days I'll be in the shower and I'll be like, oh, darn, I forgot. But
I got you.
I would say 30% of the time it's I'm looking forward to it on the drive
I rarely do it, which may be why it's elite status for me. I did it I did it after every Sunday game in my Sunday league during the hot, like not the beginning of the season, it was still a little chilly, but Sunday league games when it's 95 degrees out in the middle of July. And because I'm a dirt ball when I play and I still act like I'm 16, I'm diving all over the place, sliding all over the place. I'm bleeding. I got gross,
strawberries on the hip and
probably
the
gross dirt because it's like just public park and you know, there's feces in places and all kinds of stuff. So I got to take a really good shower.
Right.
And the cold beer in the shower after a hot game is elite.
The other time,
getting off the shore, getting off the beach, and doing the outdoor shower.
There is nothing that I like better than, so we come off the beach, and I have a bunch of kids, as you know, and I tell them all, go ahead, everybody, including Donna, go up, get your showers, do whatever you have to do. I'll clean off the chairs. I'll clean off all the games that we played. So I stay in the driveway, and I clean everything off.
You work by you.
And then I have the shower outdoors. And that's, you know, you have, I already have my clothes already, and boom, and that outdoor shower beer is probably the best ever.
And in Brigantine, because of the breeze, it actually is a nice breeze, because I'm warm from probably the sun. Yeah, I'm a little, a little red. And
right.
I'm not taking a cold shower, probably taking a nice warm shower, but that cold,
lukewarm.
The cold breeze mixes with the heat of the water and the heat from the sun.
All right, this leads you to my next question. So this house that I'm getting,
yes,
right. We're having a pool put in early August, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it's going to be not party central, but we'll have a lot of friends and people over, and I still have friends that have young kids and all that stuff, and they can't wait for it. So I said, yeah. So an outdoor shower. No, wow, you're not giving me the reaction I wanted, because I am all in for an outdoor shower. And I have gotten voted down tremendously every time I bring it up.
It's not the same as down the shore for me.
But why can't it be?
It's a good question.
Not the same.
You got to get the chlorine off.
But what the heck, right? Outdoor shower. I got friends that have young kids. So the young kids come over and swim, and you throw them in an outdoor shower? Dude, that's paradise.
That is paradise.
Throw some hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill. They're all clean, dry, ready to rock and roll.
It is paradise. Are you going to have a little, like, changing area outside?
Well, you know, you can change inside. You make it big enough that you get out of the shower.
You just got to be comfortable, or careful so you don't get the pants
wet.
Have
a drain in there.
Yeah.
Well, it's shorts. I mean, you're going to throw on shorts, so.
Yeah, but you don't want your shorts wet after just
No, they're not going to get wet. You're going to have an area where you can hang up your clothes, just like an outdoor shower down the shore.
You're not going to walk out, hello, world.
The outdoor shower. Well, the outdoor shower that I have down at the place that we rent, it's big enough that you get out of the shower and then you go to a little changing area.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, my parents don't have the changing area.
I'm being a little snotty on this.
I have to be very careful.
Well, it's not going to happen. So when you come over, I'm hoping to have something for the Fanatic family.
I'll be there.
In September.
I'll be there the night before.
So that's fine. And the day after, I would hope.
Damn,
you know, I find you on the couch. Yes. I got no problem
with
that.
I'll be
that's
there.
Right. All right. Nobody wants to hear about our beer expeditions, but let's get into the Philadelphia 76ers, Andrew. You already gave away a little bit of part of it of what you might like tonight. But as I said on the morning show, the John Kincaid show this morning, when we looked at the lines right about this time, Sixers were 6-point favorites. We had a feeling Kevin Durant wasn't going to play because Steve
Correct.
Nash said last night. Now it turns out he's absolutely not playing. LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, James Harden, all out tonight for the Nets. The line has climbed to 9. Sixers favored by 9. A money line of -400, Andrew. What like you?
There's a player prop. That's the thing
No. Don't throw the player prop.
You want the game?
I want the game. I do. I'm not being rude. I want the game first.
I mean, the line keeps on going up, but...
But you can lock in now on FanDuel Sportsbook.
I would probably take the Sixers to cover the 9, because here's the thing. Kyrie Irving's got a lot going on. I don't know what it is that he's got going on.
Ramadan.
And I know he's going to be playing today, but he's got a lot going on. He's missing time, and it would be interesting to see how he does his first game back after his personal reasons why he's missed games. Like, I don't know what the split is for Kyrie Irving post-personal time off, right?
Right.
But I would imagine... Maybe he's not 100% ready to go on the court. And I think this is a game where the Sixers can run away with it. And I would hope. I know they like to try to mix things up defensively. Just put Ben on Kyrie. Because this game does matter, standings-wise.
Oh, you want to win it bad,
like,
if you're the Sixers.
I want to win. So Ben, lock down Kyrie. Don't do this. When Ben guarded Kyrie, he held him only 9 points. But when Kyrie was guarded by Seth Curry, he had 25.
Right.
So... Let Ben, I don't even want Ben scoring 20 points tonight, or 15.
You don't have to worry about that.
Lock down Kyrie.
Okay.
And let the rest of Joel Embiid should not be stopped tonight.
So you're making, I'm getting the feeling from you, you're probably not going to bet the Sixers laying 9 tonight.
It's a big number.
If you were, I don't think you're going
to. Right, because I don't know what Kyrie's going to do. I don't know if Ben's going to be guarding Kyrie. To me, if I'm Doc Rivers, and I'm not a head coach in the NBA for a reason, I would go, hey, Ben, this is your job tonight. Lock down Kyrie.
I think he's going to get that job for a lot of time for the rest of the season and in the playoffs. That's
going
to be his main job.
What is he going to be doing it tonight? I would hope so. This game matters.
It does matter.
You're in first place.
I think the first quarter, I thought the Sixers had a lot of jump in their legs defensively in the first quarter on Monday night against Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed with it. I hope to see that again tonight, and I think that will go into your thinking if you're Doc Rivers of, do I keep Ben Simmons on Kyrie, or is it a game where we're going to be up 10-15 the whole game and I don't want to waste his legs that way? So I think that's going to play out, but so, I certainly think you start him on it. So what is the player parlays that you like in this game?
Well, there's one specific one that I really like.
All right.
You know, I've paid attention a lot to the Nets this year, and it's because, hey, why wouldn't you want to watch this
game? It's the team, right? I watch most in the whole sports world besides Philadelphia team.
Exactly. So Joe Harris has been a very good piece to this team.
Really good.
Really good.
He might be most improved player of the year.
That could be true. And well, Zion, remember I had Zion was my pick at the start of the season. Because I know that people love Zion Williamson.
Got to give him some.
So Joe Harris, when called upon, when it's been just James Harden and Joe Harris, Joe Harris hits those threes. Joe Harris, he's not quick to the cup.
Sure.
But he's a little bit better than Joe Ingles to the cup. And Joe Ingles can still make people, you know, look silly and score. So I think Joe Harris, 13.5 is his over-under.
Really?
That's it.
I like that a lot.
And he's a guy that can hit 4 threes in a game.
And when you're paying special attention to a Kyrie Irving and stuff, and we've seen the Sixers.
And who's guarding Joe Harris? Probably Seth Curry.
Yeah.
And he gets beat a lot. You know, Seth Curry tries, which is nice. I see him try defensively. The other night against the Celtics, I was impressed with how he did against Kemba Walker. He did okay. So I could see Joe Harris. I'm not saying he's going to put up 28, but
I like the over on the
17-18 spot. So what you can do on FanDuel, not only can you bet the over 13.5, but you can also do the to score 15 plus points. So Joe Harris to score 15 plus points is plus money, 106.
I like it.
I could see him finishing with it with a 16 spot. It's Kyrie
Nets are scoring 100 points, I think between he and Kyrie, they're going to get you 45 to 50.
There's nobody else that's, I mean,
there really isn't.
Jeff Green has had a few good games this year, right? Bruce Brown has had a few good games.
And as we know, when somebody gets going hot, three-point shooting, the Sixers aren't great at stopping that. And
right.
If Joe Harris, you know, it's going to be a case tonight where do you let him get his, do you let those two get theirs and stop everybody else? I think you have to pay special attention to Kyrie, but yeah, I love your Joe Harris.
In the month of March, he had, let's see here, 19 points, 12, which is low, but that's probably when guys are coming back, 19, 16, 17, 28, 16, 14,
yeah.
23 just yesterday,
yeah,
which is April, but
good call by you. I like it a lot.
There's a lot of times where I think he could go off.
I like it a lot. Now, getting back to the spread, I'm with you. The -9 is a lot to me. I think the Sixers win tonight, but I don't think it's a coast 15-20-point win. I don't think it's a struggle, but I don't think it's as easy as that. So if you go to the alternate lines, Sixers winning between 1 and 10 is a plus 175.
Okay.
That's a bet I'm throwing out there tonight.
If they're not covering the 9 and we think they're going to win, then, hey, boom, between 1 and 10.
Right, yeah. So I'm going to go alternate line between 1 and 10, a plus 175. Let me give you another one before you come back and give me something, or we could go on to the Phillies, whatever you want to do here. But there's two things I want to throw out there to you, and I'll tell you what I like. And you know this is one of my favorite basketball bets. It's points, rebounds, assists for individual players. What do you think the Joel Embiid line, if you haven't looked at it already, what do you think the Joel Embiid line is on that tonight?
Well, I do know I think his over-under points-wise is 28 or 29.5. So I'm going to have to guess, 47.5?
43.5. Now, what I think comes into play there is because the Nets are so lacking big players,
the game,
that it could be a 25.
He only played 26 minutes the other day.
Exactly.
But
he still had 36
points. He scored 36.
Exactly. So,
and 7 rebounds, which is your 43. So,
yeah.
Listen, I think Embiid is also, I think he still wants to win MVP.
I think Doc Rivers wants him to know that his coach wants him to win MVP,
too.
So I think you keep him in there to get some numbers.
I think he's, yeah.
I like that line tonight.
Now, the other game, there's no big men in Dallas.
Who's the big
man
tonight?
There's no big man tonight either.
Exactly. So, yeah, I love that line. Now, with Ben Simmons tonight, points, rebounds, assists. We know he hasn't been scoring lately. It's been frustrating.
29.5?
Lower, 26.5. I'm going to keep an eye on that for future reference. I'm not going to bet it tonight. I think tonight with a depleted lineup is a night where Doc Rivers says, okay, Ben, we really need you to start like looking
play
to
defense.
Score a little bit more.
But play
defense, absolutely. But look to get the ball in the basket a little bit more. They do it at the beginning of the game, but it seems like they get away from it a little bit. So
he's always a good play for first basket.
Right,
Ben Simmons.
I have Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is plus 450 for first basket tonight, and I do that in honor of Devon Givens, who does it every Friday night. All right, Andrew, before we get out of here, give me your Phillies stuff really quick.
Phillies parlay that I have today. So they're facing David Peterson, who they had some success with at the start of the season when they won 8-2. That was last Wednesday when
they lit him up a little bit.
You and I did the beers with Bob on the road. Bryce Harper to record a hit. JT Realmuto to record two hits. Reese, who is 5-for-6 in his career against them, to record two hits. And Zach Wheeler over 5.5 strikeouts. That parlay gives you plus 3,009 odds.
Nice.
I feel very good. I think the Phillies, who are a good baseball team, yes, are you disappointed by what's going on? Center field, Aaron Nola, I get it.
Sure.
I don't think they're going to go through some skid. I think they bounce back tonight. I think Wheeler shuts down the Mets. The Mets can strike out. The Mets don't get many hits.
Yep.
And Wheeler got squeezed last outing. I think Wheeler, the strikeouts is probably the only thing that I'm really concerned about. The other guys, I think today's the night they hit.
All right. I love it. Well, and once again, we want to thank you. Thank you for joining us, Beers with Bob. We will be back next Wednesday. We don't know where we'll be. Might be in studio, might be out somewhere. But wherever we are, we hope you join us. We hope you grab a nice cocktail. Spend the hour with us. I want to remind you that Sixers Nets are coming up at 7 o'clock. But before then, the sweet tones of Brian Seltzer in a pregame show. After that, Devon Givens in the postgame show. Andrew Salchunas, thank you for joining me.
Thanks,
once
Bob.
Again, Nat Marlowe, the man behind the glass. And I have to tell you, I am so excited that baseball's back. There's nothing like watching a game with a cold drink, Andrew Salchunas, and a little action on the FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never been on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. So you can combine multiple bets for an even bigger win all season long. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one sportsbook. The app is so simple to use. They've got the best odds, unique bet types, and always on promotions. And when you win, FanDuel will pay your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Listen to what Andrew and I just told you tonight. Andrew just gave you some great Phillies Mets picks. Go with it. Trust me. All you have to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code BEER to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BEER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.